Coach, congratulations. What a gutsy road win for your team. Only one field goal in that second quarter. Foul trouble, down 11 of the half. Didn't look good at that time. It was tough shooting from the free throw line that quarter. You guys just kept clawing away. Couldn't get the shots to fall. Finally did in that third quarter and fourth quarter. One thing that remained consistent, I thought, throughout the game was the defense. But how do you describe that win?
I felt like we really played with a lot of heart. Mm-hmm. And, you know, first half, I felt like we were kind of hanging our heads. You know, we were in foul trouble. Our shots weren't falling. And I said, come on, this is a road game. Things aren't always going to go your way. And I said, if you want to get back in this game, you're going to have to play with a lot of heart.
And they definitely showed a lot of hearts. And, you know, it's easy when you're down 10, 11 in that first half. They're not used to being that. Or when they got down, you know, like that the other day, it wasn't pretty. But this is a much different situation here. And you could tell that they were going to put that behind the rearview mirror. You also had some reserves that really stepped up when you guys needed them the most, I think, especially in that second and first half. Amber Lotta was big for you guys. I thought she was kind of that spark off the bench tonight. I thought Shelby Patton did some nice things at times. Abby McDaniel did some nice things at times as well off the bench. And even, I know Kennedy Holstein didn't score, but she did some good facilitating.
Yeah, I mean, that's the main thing. I said, you know what, if we can't score offensively, I said, let's make our defense our offense. And, you know, I felt like we caused a lot of turnovers and we got some open looks because of that. And I was probably the most proud of that. But also just getting to the free throw line, that was also huge. And I think that was the game right there, is just the free throws.
Well, you guys, your leaders, Lindy Rumford and Emily Weathers, they found a way to rise to the top there in that second half.
Yeah, I mean, we needed them more than anything at that time. And I said, you know what, you can't keep doing the same thing offensively. I said, we work on this stuff every single day. Quit being so predictable. And I felt like they really changed it up a little bit more.
And I should include Madison Chaplin in that as well there, because she had some three big points, all of her points in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, Madison just commands the floor. She's just my constant all the time. And, you know, things just run so much smoother when she's running the floor. I mean, when she's not out there, you can definitely tell. And, I mean, it's not so much scoring with her. It's just the calm on the floor.
Well, you hadn't had the point production either from J.C. Rose, but she was one of those that really stepped up for you at 4 points in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, I thought J.C.'s defense, that's the best I've ever seen her. I mean, she was very, very aggressive, and she just made some things happen as well. So I was proud of that.
Well, you get the big road win. You go to 1-0 in conference play as well, and then you get one more game. Some confidence riding into Goodland on Tuesday night against the Cowgirls.
Yeah, I'd really like to finish on a win, and, you know, I don't really know what to expect with this new Goodland team, but, you know, I think right now we're not going to be blowing anybody out of the water, and we're just going to need to come ready to compete every single night.
Well, congratulations on a big road win, a double-digit deficit to half, and you get a big road win and get to 3-2. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.